as you all well know, this is probably one of my favorite parts of the entire program, where I get to bring one of my friends on and we get to chat about what happened to them and so forth. And I have Tina on the line with me this morning. Tina, how are you?
I am well, Dr. Sue. Thank you.
Well, you're more than welcome. When Tina heard the radio program, it had been how long since really you'd kind of gone to play with the dentist?
It had been, I'm going to say, at least 10 years.
And what was there about what we chatted about on the program that after 10 years, or more than 10 years, stimulated enough to get you to pick up the phone, make an appointment, and come on up to the office?
I think, I had heard several programs, but one that I recall, you had a gentleman on who, he also had not been to the dentist in at least 10 years, and I think it was even more. And he talked about the same things I was feeling and hesitant about, and that was judgment, that, you know, it had been so long, and that's kind of gross not to have been to the dentist, and also thinking of going to the dentist and the noises and the potential pain and those kinds of things. And he talked about it with you, and you had let him know that, or he had gone, and then he, after his visit, he felt so comfortable in going. I think he said he couldn't wait to go back and get his dental work finished. So I thought, okay, that's interesting. I wonder if that's true. And I believed that it was true. And so I contemplated for another several months, listened on and off to the program because it wasn't always available to hear it on Saturdays. And then I knew that I wanted to, by the end of 2013, and this was, I don't know, maybe spring, summer, I was going to go to the dentist and I was going to go to Dr. Shoup.
Well, I thank you very much. You're listening to the Dr. Randy Shoup Show. I am your host, Dr. Randy Shoup, and you're listening to Tina. She's telling you why she decided after a fairly long amount of time, and you had the same fears that so many of the listeners have, that somehow or another you're going to be judged, somehow, you know, we're going to look down upon you because you haven't been in a long time, and you hate the noise and all the stuff. So what I want you to tell people was, and you were trying to figure out, is he the real deal or not? What did you find out?
So I made my appointment, and really my first appointment, I just wanted to talk. I wanted to see the place. And that's what occurred. And I walked in, and the place was nice, and there was a reception area, and there was a receptionist who greeted me, asked me if I wanted water, coffee, anything. And I was, first of all, very surprised at that. And then once I had my visit with Dr. Shoup, and he took microscopic pictures of each of my teeth, and he showed them to me in the consultation, and he showed them to me, and it wasn't pretty. My teeth did not look very good, but I knew that was going to be, but there was just no feeling on my part or from him that he was judging me for it. He was merely showing me, and then he told me how he could help, what he thought he could do to improve my teeth, where they needed some help, and where they maybe just needed some cleaning. So I made my next appointment. I went, and here it is 5 months later or so, and I'm still going, and I don't have bad feelings whenever I have a dental appointment.
I like it that you don't have bad feelings. This is a good thing.
It is a good thing. It really is.
It's a good thing. You're listening to the Dr. Randy Shoup Show. I'm your host, Dr. Randy Shoup, and it's my honor and pleasure to have my friend Tina on the line with us, and she's telling us about her experience and about, you know, a lot of folks come up to the office with some healthy skepticism, like, okay, is this really what's going to happen? Is this the real deal? And what I tell everybody is, I said, you know, I'm not the Pope, but when you walk through the door, we grant absolution to everybody. Everybody starts out clean and even and fair. And you were really worried about that, that we would somehow judge you or think badly about you. And I'm glad that it came across. We never, ever, ever do that. And everybody has all kinds of different circumstances about what, you know, what it happens to them and why they stay away or come or whatever. But I know that that was important to you. Now you're about done with all of your treatment. So tell the listeners how that's going for you.
The treatments are, like you said, about done. I'm halfway done because
right.
each of the four quadrants needed some work. So I've had two done. I haven't minded having it done, and I'm excited about completing the project because he has a sign in his office that says, "You're not fully dressed until you smile." And I like that because since I've been going there, I'm pretty sure I smile more. I feel more confident about myself. This sounds crazy, but I look forward to going to the dentist. I'm going to see people who are happy to see me. And I feel like they do care about me.
Well, thank you very, very much. Yeah, you've stumbled across in one of my most, a thing that I'm really, really proud about. My team is of people that work with me in the office are just tremendous. And I take it you like them as well.
I do. It's a great team, and it has been put together very well, and I like them all.
Well, thank you. Tina, I've taken up enough of your time. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts and ideas with somebody else. And hopefully, you know, this will fall on somebody's ears that's listening to the program that is as hesitant as you were, that is as reluctant as you were. And hopefully, you know, if you come up to see me, that's great. It's wonderful. I love it. But if you go someplace else, if you find the dentist that is down the street from you, if you'll find the dentist that's around the corner and have a good relationship, they can be non-judgmental and help you through a process, then the world's a better place because you're getting the care that you need. And so, you know, we'd love to help you, but the important issue is that you get the proper motivation to go in and get help from anybody. And so, Tina, you've been instrumental, I'm sure, in helping somebody, you know, kind of, you know, get off of the lack of inertia and dial the phone and go to the office. I really appreciate what you've shared with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Hsu.
Okay, I'll let you go.
Thank
so I'll
you.
See you at the office next time. Bye-bye.
That's right. Bye.
Bye.